The White Mesa Mill directly employs about 200 people in Blanding. A lot more people, including suppliers and miners all across the region, depend on the mill. Energy Fuels Resources, the owner, also announced it will be idling its controversial uranium mines near the Grand Canyon. In Blanding, the mill has been regarded as the county's economic juggernaut by the local paper and the crown jewel of private enterprise by Bruce Adams, chair of the San Juan County Commissioners. This week, upon hearing plans to idle the mill, Commissioner Adams was devastated.
It is the only operating uranium mine in the United States right now. It has a big impact on our county budget as well as the individual income of those people that work at the mill or are associated with the uranium mining to bring the product to the mill. There are 200 jobs associated with the mill, which makes that probably the largest employer in San Juan County. I think there's an associated number with that are involved in the mining, but there are probably people from other counties such as down around Kanab or Garfield County or Kane County, maybe even some people down in Arizona that work along the area around the Grand Canyon.
In 2012, Energy Fuels paid almost $1 million in property taxes to San Juan County.
If we lost that $1 million, would have maybe not quite the impacts that Tooele County is feeling right now, but it would be significant enough that we would have to look at the services that we provide from the county to the public.
This will not be the first time the White Mesa Mill has been idled for a long period, and over years employment numbers have varied dramatically. Commissioner Adams says the county knows what's coming.
It's happened before, and it has a pretty devastating effect on these small businesses around the county that work with the mill and on, you know, real estate values. Everything is affected by a closure of a large employer like that. And those have a multiplier effect when they happen. You know, it's just not those 200 people that are affected. It's that multiplier goes out to everybody. It affects your school classroom sizes, and the district then has to look at their budget and what kind of cuts they have to make, and it's just, you know, it just is compounded.
The White Mesa Mill has been controversial from the beginning. It was built in 1980 near the Ute village of White Mesa, displacing numerous Anasazi cultural sites. The Ute Mountain Tribe has previously challenged the mill's licensing, saying Utah environmental standards are inadequate. The Grand Canyon Trust says there have been systemic problems, including violation of radon standards and contamination of local springs and groundwater. Moab activist Ken Slate has called the mill a full-scale nuclear waste dump. That's because much of the mill's profit comes not from processing uranium ore, but from recycling nuclear wastes, including tailings and contaminated soils, which are trucked in from several states and even other countries. What's left over is a toxic and radioactive stew of industrial chemicals that are stored in open pits with 30-year-old plastic liners. Ultimately, it may have been the Fukushima disaster that was the death blow to an already struggling industry. The frenzy to file thousands of new mining claims in the Four Corners ended about 5 years back, and since then the price of uranium has plummeted. Energy Fuel says to meet its contracts, it can buy yellow cake on the spot market for less than the cost of production. Reporting from Southeast Utah, for UPR News, this is John Kovash.